The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about how to scale an e-commerce business. Joining us is Greg Reiter, who's the CEO and founder of LaunchCart, which is a SaaS tech company creating a better, faster, higher-converting e-commerce platform with an integrated source and sell marketplace that will lower the barrier of entry worldwide for tens of millions of entrepreneurs to build an online e-commerce business while creating a distribution channel for brands and manufacturers globally. Yesterday, Greg and I talked about launching and scaling an e-commerce business, and today we're going to wrap up our conversation talking about how you can make sense of celebrities, influencers, and brands. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Greg Reiter, the CEO and founder of LaunchCart. Greg, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Glad to be back.
Excited to have you back on the show and continue our conversation. You know, yesterday we talked about the two pieces of news coming out of the LaunchCart world. Number one, LaunchCart is here. It is a competitor for Shopify. You're still scaling, not quite the scale of Shopify, but you're able to help businesses launch an e-commerce, hopefully faster, by removing some of the friction from the plug-in infrastructure Shopify relies on. And second, you've got a celebrity that has joined your board. Percy Miller, also known as Master P, joined your board, which leads me to the question, what is Master P doing being on the board of an e-commerce company? Why is that good for him? Why is it good for you?
Well, you know, that's a great question. So Percy obviously made his mark in the hip-hop world, selling over 100 million albums, winning, I think, 5 Grammy Awards. But he really became a really smart businessman, helped launch guys like Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent. And he got into real estate investing. He got into franchises and he got into all kinds of stuff. And the only thing he had not got into was the tech space. And he recognized that e-commerce is the wave of the future and that he wants to continue to help entrepreneurs. He's really big on education and spreading knowledge and wisdom and helping people economically learn money and learn how to get money and earn a living. And so he wanted to be involved in the tech company. We've been friends for 10 to 12 years. And after he really took a little deeper dive into what we got and where we're going, he's like, let me come on the board. And I said, can you come on the board and join us as the chairman and we'll leverage his influence. And again, going back to this whole conversation, he's got 3.7 million fans on Instagram, a whole bunch of fans on Facebook. But more importantly, the people that he helped launch, like Snoop Dogg, has 80 million fans. So he's an influencer of massive influence. So this is the kind of like spreading pixie dust on your offer in your business to help drive traffic and awareness. And that's what we need. That's where we're at. And that's what we need. And he can also do that not only just on the online space, but also within the African-American community. And that's going to be a big help for us as well.
Percy Miller, Master P, an amazing guy. You mentioned his media career. He was a performing artist. He was a producer, successful in business. You forgot one key point. He was also a basketball player.
Oh, that's right.
He was on the Fort Wayne Fury of the CBA and had a tryout with the Toronto Raptors and I believe the Charlotte Hornets as well. A man of many talents and a popular guy as well. So let's talk a little bit about the value that someone like Master P or Snoop Dogg or some of the other celebrities that you've worked with, why is having celebrities in your corner, in your camp, critical to a technology business?
Well, whether it's a technology business or a physical product, a fitness product that you invented, or we have a client that has this new little backboard that hangs on your door and they got Shaq's name on it, it just really helps lend credibility to who you are and what you're doing. It's like, hey, Master P's on that company. Well, that's good enough for me. I'm going to go sign up, right? So it shortens the sales cycle. It helps with your influence, your trust. The biggest issue we have with e-commerce is, can I trust these guys? So by having celebrities and influencers, it helps you with the trust. And I'm one of these guys that really believes that with this woke world that we live in and corporations canceling this and canceling that, more and more people are following the influence of whether you're a micro influencer or a big influencer or a celebrity. These people are driving more commerce than ever before. And if you don't have influencer marketing in your budget, you're not going to make it, in my opinion. And then the next step is just having the celebrity partnership or endorsement that kind of takes it to a whole nother level. Whether you're a nonprofit or for-profit, doesn't really matter.
I forgot to mention that Master P was also a pro wrestler for a minute on WCW's Monday Night Nitro. If it's not clear, I have his Wikipedia page up in front of me here. You mentioned that celebrities are important. They can do an endorsement. There's inferred credibility. If Master P is into a brand, then it's good enough for me. There's also a crowding of the marketplace when it comes to endorsements. There is the true celebrities, Shaq, you mentioned, Master P, Snoop Dogg. These are people with millions of followers. I love Snoop Dogg. I've never met the man, right? I've just seen him next to Martha Stewart with his own reality TV show. The guy is everywhere and he's an influencer, but he is truly a celebrity, somebody that I probably will never meet. Then there's the notion of influencers, there's brands that you work with. Help me make sense of the difference between working with a celebrity, working with an influencer, and where do brands play into this?
Well, obviously, working with an influencer, that's really pretty simple. There's all kinds of platforms these days. There's thousands of them, and there's new ones every single day. And they're looking for ways to monetize what they're doing in their content creation online. So it really kind of goes back to you understanding who your avatar is and who's attracting your avatar, and then figuring a way to find those people and then compensating them with some form of compensation to help, you know, leverage their influence to drive traffic to your offer. With celebrities, because I've worked with my partner launched Jennifer Lopez's brand, Nicki Minaj, Adam Levine. I've done partnerships with everybody from DreamWorks, and I use Shrek's brand. Right now we have Tinkerbell and Snow White and Cinderella. We have all kinds of those character type things that we're doing. So you have to understand licensing as well. And really, it just helps anybody who does any type of licensing or celebrity endorsement, it just helps drive sales and lower your customer acquisition costs because it's increasing the trust and it's helping you get there faster. Again, so everything is about efficiency in building your business to scale and, you know, and scaling it.
It's an interesting time. Oh, by the way, did I mention that Master P also received an honorary doctorate from Lincoln University in Pennsylvania in 2001? Hey, Dr. P as well. He's an amazing guy. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. So going back to influencers versus celebrities, there is this inferred credibility that I mentioned. And I guess the question is it better to have one celebrity endorsement or work on a ongoing campaign of lesser known influencers? Where do you stand on the difference between working on influencer campaigns as opposed to getting celebrity endorsements?
Well, that's hard to answer as a broad stroke, right? Because depending on what your product is, and like I'm actually holding this thing called a Spin Gym, and the Spin Gym is like a little portable thing that I can take with me to the hotel when I travel and I can work out with it. So if you had the right fitness celebrity that could come on and give them equity in the company, or you paid them a nice little chunk and they really are vested in really promoting what you're doing, it could help change the world with infomercials and things of that nature. Whereas you can go get maybe a couple hundred micro-influencers might have the same effect, and you're not giving up that equity. So it really just depends on what you want to do and where you want to go. And here's the one red flag, or the one thing that everyone should look out for. I've seen too many people get celebrity endorsements or celebrity partnerships where the celebrity is really not involved. It's not authentic. They're really not involved. And so it really becomes a nightmare and it doesn't work. And then there's the level. Like you look at Shaq first. We talked about Shaq a second ago. How many products do you see Shaq endorsing?
All of them. Specifically the general insurance. He's just all over it.
There's all kinds of stuff, right? Same thing with Snoop Dogg. How does Snoop Dogg go from what he was doing with hip hop and rap, and now he's on with Martha Stewart cooking show? He's been an amazing crossover, and every age, every gender knows who Snoop Dogg is. It's really, very interesting. So you got to be really concerned and careful about who you work with. And they're the same way. Like the real, genuine, authentic celebrities, they don't want to promote a deal just for money. It's not about the money to them a lot of the times, because like, again, with Snoop Dogg, you pay Snoop Dogg $1 million to partner with you and endorse your product. Is that $1 million going to change his life? No. Is it going to change your life? Yeah.
It's still $1 million. I mean, it's a big sum of money. And that actually leads me to my next question is, when you think about working with influencers or celebrity, let's bifurcate and say you have to make a decision. I'm going to go try to find a celebrity to endorse my company. I Hear Everything. We produce podcasts for other brands. Let's say that I want to work with Dr. P in this case, Master P, and he's going to become a celebrity endorsement of my podcast production company. How do I think about the difference between what I would have to pay him, how he would have to be involved, knowing that it's probably not life-changing money to him, as opposed to a network of influencers that might be not as prominent worldwide, but also potentially going to require a little less in terms of the cash out the door or the equity in the company? How do you make a decision in terms of what you're investing between celebrity endorsements and your influencer campaigns?
I think it really goes back to what I said a second ago. It's really about that relationship and how authentic they can be and how much time and energy and effort they're going to give you for that endorsement as a celebrity, right? Because like I had somebody ask me the other day, he goes, Greg, these celebrities, they always do these endorsement deals and they really don't show up. Is Percy really going to show up? Is he really going to do stuff for you? And it's like, well, he's been on board a month and he's already done a whole bunch of videos and already done a whole bunch of posts and already drove tens of thousands of people to the website. So because of my friendship with him of 10 years, and he's on the actual board of the company. So now he's got legal obligation as a board of director. There's a whole level of commitment to that that you don't see in other type of endorsements. And then going back to like this backboard. So they went to ABG, which has the management company and manages Shaq's license and Shaq's brand. So they just paid some money up front. They had a great category, a cool product, and said, hey, can we give you money for the rights to use Shaq's name? Here's our backboard. Here's who we are. Here's what we're going to do with it. And because it was a cool category, there was no other competition in that category. They said, yeah, we'll take your money. You can use Shaq's name. And it really wasn't that expensive considering who it is and what kind of sales Shaq can drive in that category, as well as help launch other branded backboards within the, it's called legendary backboards within that sector. So it's really just something that you have to really think through. And I think I would sum it up by saying this. If you want to get a celebrity endorsement, you don't just wave a magic wand and like call up an agent and get a deal. It's not the way it works. There's got to be a relationship there. There's got to be some passion. And again, I talked to a guy yesterday and he helps people set up events, or he helps set up areas at events where there's no alcohol, no drinking. So you want to go to a concert, you want to go to the football game, you want to go here, you want to go there, but you don't want to be like bumping into a bunch of drunk people. He does this. And he's like, I'm looking for a celebrity to get involved with that. And like, well, you got to find a celebrity who maybe used to have an alcohol problem who now doesn't, who really resonates with what you're doing, who really love that idea, who would really lend his name and his authentic endorsement of that. So it's really about putting some thought into it and coming up with your dream 100, your dream 20, and then going through and doing your research to see who might fit for what you need.
Yeah, I think that's a great bit of advice in the sense that celebrity endorsements are not just about paying for a celebrity's likeness, their image. It's actually about building a relationship. And often that can require networking, not just licensing deals, but also building relationship and understanding what that celebrity's involvement is going to be. These are very busy people. And sometimes it might be easier to get started with your influencer campaigns that are a little farther down market, and work your way into celebrity endorsements if you don't have those relationships. Last thing I'll say, did you know that Master P once donated $500,000 to his Catholic elementary school? Truly an amazing guy. You're lucky to have him on your board. Greg, congratulations on starting LaunchCart.
Thank you.
On the announcement that Master P is going to be joining the organization as a board member. And thanks for coming on and being my guest.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And do what I do. Wake up every day with an attitude of gratitude and tell somebody you love them. You'll have a better day.
I love you, Greg. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Greg Ryder, the founder and CEO of LaunchCart. If you'd like to get in touch with Greg, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Greg Ryder, GREGWRITER, or you could visit his company's website, which is launchcart.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.